Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. And as Marvin Gaye asks the question, what is going on? Whenever you hear that theme song, you know it's time for our featured segment right here on Groovin' Radio. So we welcome you once again to the Groovin' Radio experience. Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday morning, we are going down to Jamaica for Mic Check, Sparking Global Changes. Former Jamaican Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Mr. Michael Norman Manley, O-N-O-M-C-C-P-C. He was born on December 10, 1924. He served as Jamaica's fourth Prime Minister. He served twice. He served from 1972 to 1980 and from 1980 to 1992. Sadly, he died on March 6, 1999, at age 72. If the Most Honorable Michael Manley had lived, he would have celebrated his 100th birthday this past week. But his birthday celebration was marked with a lovely lecture, and it was headlined by Barbados Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Mia Amor-Motley. And ladies and gentlemen, my first question for my guest, who is Mr. Raymond Price. He is the PNP candidate for East St. Catherine. Is how does a Raymond Price, or how did a Raymond Price got to share center stage with the Honorable Prime Minister from Barbados? And as opposition leader Mark Golden said, from Michael Manley to Mia Motley to the world. Good morning, Raymond Price. How are you?
Good morning, Russ Glenn. Good morning to your listeners. I'm well, thank you. let me just do two quick clarifications. Mm-hmm. I am the candidate for East Central St. Catherine.
East Central, yes. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
The other one is that Michael Manley was Prime Minister from 1972 to 1980, mm-hmm. and then again from 1989. To 1992.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. Wonderful time as Prime Minister, as some would say, he is indeed that Prime Minister from Jamaica. But my first question, Raymond, is one, how did the PNP candidate for East Central St. Catherine got to share center stage with the Honorable Mia Amor-Motley? How did that happen, Raymond Price?
Well, it's a question on a spiritual realm that I am still asking myself. But the specific answer, the chairman of the Michael Manley Foundation is Donna Scott Motley, mm-hmm. Senator Donna Scott Motley. Mm-hmm. And she was the primary organizer for the event, mm-hmm. and had sought early out to ensure that there was a question and answer segment, an interview, if you will, after the lecture given by Mia Motley. Mm-hmm. And she contacted me and said that as long as the Prime Minister of Barbados agreed to the segment, she was asking me to host the segment. Mm. So the specific answer is Senator Scott Motley reached out to me and said, please do this on our behalf.
Mm. What was this like for you, Raymond Price? It's the 100th birthday of the Right Honorable Michael Norman Manley. And if he had lived, he would have celebrated his 100th birthday. What was that like for a Raymond Price hosting this lecture?
Hmm? Well, you know, it's interesting. I never met Michael Manley. Mm-hmm. But as I've often written or spoken publicly about him, mm-hmm. the never true leader is that when they put policies and programs in place or advance legislation, mm-hmm. that those steps benefit millions of people who they will never meet. And in the case of Michael Manley, mm-hmm. some of his key legislation continue to create opportunities for Jamaicans who are being born even today, mm-hmm. let alone, you know, we can't just say that they were not alive during his time when the legislation was passed. Mm-hmm. But on one quickly, the National Housing Trust, mm-hmm. which has not only shown the success of his own financial acumen to have conceived of a trust, a scheme that decades, generations after its establishment, notwithstanding the furor that was created by the then opposition, that institution, the National Housing Trust, continues to provide housing opportunities for Jamaicans some 27 years after Michael Manley's death and some 48 years after the establishment of the National Housing Trust. And it is the most liquid bank in the Caribbean that was originated within the Caribbean. The only other banks that compete would really be the Bank of Nova Scotia and other international conglomerates that have branches in the Caribbean. So it has been what I like to call one of the beneficiaries of Manleyism, to be not only asked to participate in an event marking his centenary, but to share the stage with the Caribbean's most recently emerged global leader, Mayor Moxley. It's like a double win. And I'd like to use this opportunity to say again, thanks to Senator Scott Martin and the rest of the leadership of the Michael Manley Foundation, who thought, and I hope I can say thought correctly, that I have capacity to have done that mission on their behalf, to have done it.
Before we talk about Michael Manley, the politician, two of the speakers there that evening, one, former Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Percival James Patterson, and the next Prime Minister of Jamaica, Mark Golding. Yeah, I say it boldly, the next Prime Minister of Jamaica, Mr. Mark Golding. They spoke at that lecture. Walk me through this and walk our audience through this, Raymond Price. What was it like, again, what was it like being in that space and listening to the longest serving Prime Minister in Jamaica, the Right Honourable Percival James Patterson, and the current leader of the People's National Party, Attorney at Law Mark Golding? What was that like in that space, and how effective were they?
Well, have access to PJ Patterson's brilliant mind. After all these years, having served the party from the 1944, the longest serving Prime Minister, still sharp, still brilliant, still cutting edge. It's always an honor to be in his presence, either privately or, as happened on Tuesday, in a very public space, to continue to glean from his insight and his outlook on global matters. On Tuesday, doing both a retrospective as well as being intuitive, predicting, if you will, some of the areas that Mayor Motley would cover, which he did. Jamaica continues to benefit from his mind. Even more recently, his public statements on how to properly remove ourselves from the British monarchy and the King's Court, known more fairly as the Privy Council. His continued advocacy for Caribbean nations like Jamaica to invest in CARICOM and other Caribbean institutions, as well as to look to the east in terms of Africa, to the east and south, not suggesting that we abandon our historical and traditional connections with neighbors to the north and in Europe, but that the future of the development of black people will only be sustained and advanced if it includes stronger ties and relationships with the continent of Africa. So it was the most recent reminder of what you could say the DNA of Patterson leadership, for us to equal people with a common understanding, a common history, and certainly a common place in the eyes of the rest of the world. and that if we really unite across policy and across philosophy, then we will be able to finally achieve sustained, inclusive growth across the region and across the African diaspora.
Mr. Mark,
with respect to the comments by Mark Golden, and you know, you will only hear an endorsement from me in the way in which you introduce him. But not just for obvious reasons, but because where we are in Jamaica's journey right now, and I'm a member of the People's National Party, so your listeners might consider me just saying this or saying it fake, but it also happens to be a fact. Jamaica's point in our development has never been more perilous. We are led by a head of government who, if physician healed thyself, was a person. That person would be called Andrew Holness. He has come to the courts, a request for the courts to quash a legislation upon which he campaigned in the 2020 election, for which civil society here and abroad celebrated him as the anti-corruption leader. And he is now seeking for the courts to quash a section of the Integrity Commission Act, because basically he celebrated the concept of an Integrity Commission because he thought that that body, having targeted in its precursor form, having targeted Portia Simpson Miller, Robert Pickersgiff, Colin Campbell, Cian Barnswell, and Richard Azan for either the Spalding market in Broly or the traffic guru non-issue, that he thought by advancing the cause of the Integrity Commission, he will be seen as the golden child of politics for perpetuity. Now it turns that the review of the very institution has found his situation to be one that requires deeper investigation, if not prosecution, and he's in his authority as minister, instead of to submit to the process he legislated to have the court job of the parliament. And of course, the ruling of the court on that matter has become a precedent that parliament sets the laws, the court apply the law parliament sets, and if parliament has a problem with a law, then parliament must come to the public with a bill, have the people's representatives debate the bill, and hopefully, instead of removing a layer of scrutiny, strengthen scrutiny that all of us are subjected to. So Mark Golden comes to the wicket at a time when Jamaicans can assess not only the clear and present dangers faced by a continued Holness administration, but the Jamaican desire to create from a small island a nation family built on integrity, good governance, and true open democracy, which are all at risk at current.
Well said, Raymond Price. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Grooving Radio. We are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check, Sparking Global Changes. This Saturday morning, the conversation surrounds the Right Honorable Michael Norman Manley, Jamaica's fourth Prime Minister. If he had lived, ladies and gentlemen, he would have celebrated his 100th birthday this week. It was marked with a lecture in Jamaica, headlined by Barbados Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Mia Amor Motley. My special guest this morning is the one and only Mr. Raymond Price, PNP candidate for East Central St. Catherine. He was indeed center stage. Yes, center stage, hosting this event. You know, Raymond, you got to be a lucky man to be in such wonderful space, and you know, celebrating the birthday of an individual such as Michael Norman Manley, the man they call Joshua, you know, a man who championed a democratic socialist program, a man who still remains as one of the most popular, and if not the most popular prime minister out of Jamaica, and one of the most popular Caribbean leader to date, Raymond Price. Michael Manley the politician. Michael Manley, the politician, has done some wonderful things for Jamaica. And at the time, some will say Michael Manley was before his time. The things you know about Michael Manley, Raymond Price, and the things you have heard about Michael Manley, the individual, in your own words, your thoughts on who Michael Manley was?
I borrow your phrase that he was a man before his time. And illustrate that point by looking on Jamaica's current relationship with China. When the Michael Manley administration in 1974 singularly determined that as a sovereign nation, we would advance and pursue an international foreign policy based on enemy to none and friend of all, and pursuing within that wider description relationships that over time would inure to the developmental advantage of Jamaica. When you look at the global space in 1974 and the boldness of Michael Manley, 2 years at the back for as Prime Minister of Jamaica, he was pilloried by our neighbors to the north. He was pilloried by the then opposition, Jamaica Labour Party. And then when you look today on BRICS, when you look today on the work and the role that China plays in terms of developmental assistance across the region, across the southern hemisphere. When you look on the emergence of Brazil, when you look on the innovative and technology powerhouse of India, and to look back at even the writings of Michael Manley, not just things he did while he was Prime Minister, but we are fortunate that he's the most celebrated author, politician that we have had in the region, having written several volumes that gave us even deeper insight as to the why Michael Manley acted the way he did. When you look on the results that all of those difficult choices continue to reap on behalf of Black people, Caribbean people, and African people, Michael Manley was not only a man ahead of his time, but as Mark Golden said on Tuesday, and as P.J. Patterson said as well, he is the Caribbean Renaissance man. And I've come to accept and to realize the work and role of a leader is not for applause in the rooms in which he sits, but for generations later doing the research and saying, I am today because he did what he did yesterday or yesteryear, or in this case, even in the last century, you know? So, at this stage, I mean, when you look on the program, and by the way, I want to do a quick clarification. I didn't host the event.
Okay.
I hosted the interview with
Mia Motley.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. But when I look on the program and see all of the other persons who spoke, all of them, my seniors, all of them, my mentors, and the question I asked myself, even before the curtains opened, why, how, and if? Why was I selected? How will I do this? And if it will be successful? And I drew my confidence from background, upbringing. For one, a very... My parents are both alive and both active and both critical. Wanted to do well for them as much as I wanted to do well for myself. And just to remember that in moments like that, it's not about the me, it's about the why. And it was important for the audience and important for Prime Minister Motley to be able to delve deeper in some of the issues covered. And I am happy as well, as an environmental scientist, that we have a leader on the global level that is afraid, as a matter of fact, she's unafraid to give faith and voice and personhood to the fight for changes in countries and companies in the North,
right,
on behalf of the people of the South, and particularly the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
The Caribbean contributes less than 1% of all of the carbon emissions that lead to global warming.
Mm-hmm.
But every hurricane season, the world is realized that we are at the epicenter of the impact of the climate crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that Prime Minister Motley did was to rename, and she explained afterwards, climate change is too much of a euphemism. Climate crisis wakes us up to the fact that, and he did say, that other organisms have gone extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fallacy for the human species to think that it is anything more than an organism in the level of global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And that even if the organism, humanity, survives, we must remember, quoting her, that history is replete of civilizations that have gone asunder, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
So some of what we accept as normal today, she's quite correct, will cease to exist. In Jamaica, for example, every time we have a weather event, communities such as Parity in
yes.
St. Elizabeth and Bay in St. Mary,
mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons we had a weather event passing to the north of the island, and as far as the health center in Arata Bay became flooded with seawater.
Wow.
We had a situation in St. Thomas back in about April. I warned when I drove out to St. Thomas and saw the work being done on that leg of roads.
Mm-hmm.
I warned that even a Category 1 hurricane would see that road collapsing.
Mm.
Beryl passed in July. The road did collapse, and it's not goat mouth.
Right.
Have.
Right. Right.
The extent of my education made possible, taking it back to myself, Manly, by the decisions she made, and in particular, the repeal of after the Act. I went to St. George's College, and even in my time at St. George's College, noses were turned up
mm-hmm.
on some students, myself included, while arms were open to embrace other students.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't about academic performance. It was about those from married families versus those from non-traditional families, where the mothers never had the benefit or the disadvantage of raw rice being thrown at them
mm-hmm.
at a public ceremony to determine their right to lead and to lead families and to have children.
Mm-hmm.
So it has all come full circle, and I'm deeply humbled, while I am honored at a personal level,
mm-hmm.
and deeply humbled that of all the people that could have been asked to do that segment within the PNP,
wow.
that I asked, and I will always be grateful for the opportunity.
Wow, lucky man, because there are so many people who would love to be in the space, in the company of the Right Honorable Mayor Amour Motley. You said you attended St. George's College. You also attended, didn't you go to the University of the West Indies to Raymond Price?
That is correct.
Indeed. So you attended some very, very, very good school there. You know, I want to go back to Michael Manley for a moment here, and his leadership. A very charismatic man. And some would say, one of the most, if not the most, handsome prime minister Jamaica ever saw. You know, Michael Manley had a way of reeling in. He had a way of reeling in people. Very, very charismatic. And unlike his dad, Jamaica's first premier, Norman Washington Manley, Michael would move easily amongst people. He was cool. And as I said, he was very charismatic. And you know, he had a way with the room, in controlling the room when he spoke. Very, very eloquent. And he would get your attention. And when he gets your attention, you would have to stay there and listen to what the great, and yeah, I call him the great, Michael Norman Manley, Jamaica's fourth prime minister. And once again, he was preceded by, I think he was preceded by who? Edward Seaga? That's how it is?
No,
Yeah.
He's preceded by Hugh Shearer. Hugh Shearer was prime minister under
the Taylor.
He was followed by Edward Seaga.
Edward Seaga, yes.
By him as well. So it was Shearer, Manley, Seaga, Manley, Paxson, Simpson Miller, Goldness, Simpson Miller, Goldness.
Indeed.
Goldness.
Indeed, indeed. No, no, when you look at Raymond...
Just a moment.
Yeah.
My apologies. I left out Bruce Golding. So
yes.
It was. So let's do the whole list. It was Bustamante, Sangster, Shearer, Manley, Seaga, Manley, Patterson, Simpson Miller, Golding as in Bruce, Holness, Simpson Miller, Holness, and now imminently.
Yeah.
Eminently,
yeah.
Golding.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you're listening to Grooving Radio. We are in our in the 11 o'clock hour now. We're in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check, Sparking Global Changes. My special guest this morning is no other than the PNP candidate for East Central St. Catherine, Mr. Raymond Price. You know, Raymond, you mentioned something briefly there about the road in St. Thomas. I drove that road earlier on this year. Coming from Portland, I decided to travel through St. Thomas. And one of the things that caught my attention was when the waves would wash up alongside the left side of the road heading into Arbor View. I was saying to myself that high tides, only high tides it will take for that road to be flooded out, because water was actually beating along the side of the road. So I wasn't surprised. I myself was not surprised when that road actually went under in some of those storms that actually blew past that side of the island. And it led to where the road did collapse in some areas. And I think at some point the folks from China Harbor was trying to go back and forth with the local contractors about who did what and what did what. I just think that road, a lot of thought did not go into that road the way it was constructed. But as we move along, celebrating the 100th birthday of Michael Norman Manley, Jamaica's fourth prime minister. When you look at education today in Jamaica, when you look at housing today in Jamaica, when you look at women's rights in Jamaica, no bastard, no barnia, when you look at all those things, and you could also connect it to Norman Manley in terms of education in Jamaica. Because when Norman Manley created the common entrance back in the 60s, it spoke volume. Because, again, I don't like to use this terminology where I said commoners. I don't like to use it. But it allowed local Jamaicans to take an exam called the common entrance. And they could have entered some of these prestigious high schools in Jamaica that they weren't, if they did not have the money or you did not know somebody, you probably couldn't have gotten in there. When you look at those things that I just called out, education, housing, even Michael Manley's attempt in terms of the water, the infrastructure system with the water system in Jamaica, the micro dam system, and I mean, again, it seems to me that Michael was ahead of his time, and he has contributed so much to Jamaica, Raymond Price, huh?
Yes. I'm happy that you mentioned the relay exchange between Norman Manley as the first president of the People's National Party and his son Michael as our second president. When Norman Manley established the Common Entrance Exam in 1957, that was the start of creating a Jamaican middle class, because only education can ultimately resolve intergenerational poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael Manley took that baton a step further by between free education at a church where you could now have the first generation of Black Jamaicans becoming teachers, professional police officers, professional soldiers, lawyers, doctors, architects, engineers, civil and otherwise, dentists. The relationship he built in the 70s with Cuba, with Russia, and other countries that took those persons who were successful at common entrance, successful at their secondary exams, but there was not at the time enough space at the then University of the West Indies to absorb all of that. Michael Manley said, instead of frustrating students who qualified for tertiary education, he would build relationships with other countries who will then take that surplus at the time of Jamaican emerging professionals, educate them to first world and world-class standards with the hope, in many cases it works, that they would come back home and invest in the country. So a lot of the doctors then were trained in Cuba. A lot of the dentists were trained in Cuba. A lot of the engineers were trained in Russia and other countries, what was then the USSR. When they came home, they now gave service as Black Jamaican-born professionals to the building out of the Jamaica road network, the building out of our financial sector, the building out of our education sector, the building out of our infrastructure, the building out of our public health system. People like the late Professor Winty Davis, of blessed memory, I think that many people will agree that he became the quintessential public health expert in the country. He then became a lecturer in the field, and up until his death was an active contributor to public knowledge about things within the public health system. So a lot of people misunderstand the concept behind, for example, grow what you eat and eat what you grow. While there was a phrase for the intellectual aspect of that, we never said educate who born you. So who is educated can build you. But that actually was one of the successes of Michael Manley's visionary leadership across Jamaica. And to his credit, even if it's only death, some of his main political adversaries confessed, conceded, conspirated, whichever word is easier for whoever's hearing me, whether they confessed, conceded, or contributed, many of his then political adversaries have gone on record to say that indeed his visionary leadership remains unmatched today.
Indeed. You know, the National Housing Trust was established under Michael Manley. And, you know, it created a lot of jobs. But in terms of home ownership, if I'm not mistaken, I think the numbers that I saw recently was that more than 40,000 houses were built between 1974 and 1980 in Jamaica under Michael Manley. And, you know, you think about situations like that, Raymond Price. That kind of contribution, and again, his contribution to the women's right movement in Jamaica, equal pay for women in Jamaica, equal opportunities for women in Jamaica. Michael Manley, a stellar.
Stellar
leader, Raymond Price, huh?
And it wasn't just about providing shelter. That might been the primary response. But when you look at somebody who got a house in what is now today called Brayton, Old Brayton, back then that house was for $10,000, which was an unimaginable amount of money. So many people could only get it through mortgages. But look on the value of those homes today. Michael Mann's energy created a wave of Jamaican missionaries, because one of the things that our enslavers and colonizers kept as advantage themselves and used as a punishment and a disadvantage for us was the inability to own real estate. And my family gave us the ability to own real estate. And it is really a point of leverage that allowed a lot of families to be able to have collateral for even getting education loans for themselves and their children at the tertiary level. And this is one of the things that having a Mayor Motley as a lecturer provided us, because somebody, I made the remark earlier that there is in fact a phrase that says a prophet is never accepted in his own homeland. And it was an important punctuation in the ongoing conversation about Michael Manley to see a beloved Barbadian Prime Minister who never misses an opportunity on the world stage, whether she's talking about climate change or whether she's talking about the obsolescence of the traditional economic framework at the Bretton Woods Institute or the IMF, that, you know, she would reference Michael Manley, quote Michael Manley from either The Politics of Change or any one of the other books he authored as the evidence that a new approach is required.
Indeed.
As the evidence that the value of those institutions have petered out.
You know, Raymond, when you talk about providing meals, transportation, and uniform for school children from disadvantaged background, that was introduced by Michael Manley, together with free education at the primary, secondary, and tertiary level. Special employment programs were launched, together with program designed to combat illiteracy, the increase in pension and poor relief were created again out of the Michael Manley government. You know, taxation and increase in youth training, the expansion of daycare centers in Jamaica, the upgrade of hospitals in Jamaica. Then all of that happened under the leadership of Michael Norman Manley, Jamaica's fourth prime minister. Before we close this morning, Raymond Price, I've been knocking on the doors down there in Barbados, trying to reel in the Right Honorable Mia Amor Motley, because I've been watching her for quite some time, and the leader that she has become in the Caribbean. And I'm not afraid to say this, and a lot of people have said this, beside Michael Manley, Mia Motley is that standout prime minister out of the Caribbean today. And she reminds a lot of people, a lot of us, like a Michael Manley. What kind of person Mia Motley is, the brief time you got to spend with her, your takeaway from Mia Motley, the Prime Minister of Barbados?
One, she's very gracious. Taking tears out of school when she finished her substantive presentation and came behind the curtains ahead of the interview. And I said, "Good afternoon, Prime Minister Motley. My name is Raymond Price." He says, "Raymond, I know who you are. I've seen your work, and I just want to tell you to continue to do what you're doing." So many people on social media have commented that I was blushing throughout. I don't think I was, but certainly certainly I was awe of her and her graciousness to have assisted my own ability to be less tough and to be more confident and courageous conducting the interviews. The next thing you get from her in her responses was an energy of sincerity. And many times she said, "This is not about Mayor Motley, this is about my type of people." She spoke, of course, to the Prime Minister of Barbados, but she realizes that the epoch into which has been called to lead requires for success in Barbados leadership on issues at a regional and international level.
Mm-hmm.
And on an issue as cross-cutting as the climate crisis, no one leader in their own jurisdiction can take on the fight that is required to achieve success in climate adaptation and climate mitigation the way that it is required. It really has to be a community effort in terms of global policy and international politics.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what drew my attention to her, outside of, yeah, you're involved in politics, you're involved in media, so you know who the other leaders of the Caribbean are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something, Mia Motley is prime minister plus. Mm-hmm. Let me put it that way.
She's
the prime minister of Barbados, prime minister plus.
You know, and what a way to end it. And, you know, I would say a true class act. A true class act. You know, I got a chance to meet Michael Manley as a young boy. My mother's only brother, Clinton Theodore Cripps, was actually Natasha's Manley godfather. And we as youngsters had opportunities and many, many chances that we would go up to the Manley's residence up in the top of Mavis Bank, past Mavis Bank and go up in the bush. They call it Flamstead, above where Miss Louise Bennett lived. You know, and Douglas Manley, his brother, lived, had his house right below where Michael's house was. We had opportunities when we did Caribbean Lifestyle TV. Andrew Bullins, myself, and Anthony Turner, and Erwin Clare. We had a chance to sit, I think it was on two occasions, to interview his wife, Beverly Manley. And again, what a family. What a family. I knew Rachel Manley. I knew David Manley. You know, so the Manleys were kind of very, very close to my family growing up as a young boy. And it's an honor and a privilege to even know and be in the space of Michael Manley as a young boy. And to tell you the truth, Raymond, I never understand until I started really growing up how powerful Michael Manley was. You know, and coming here to the U.S. and, you know, watching Gil Noble interview Michael Manley and, you know, his stand on certain issues. And Michael Manley became a lecturer. I think it was at NYU he lectured for a while. You know, Michael Manley would go to the U.N. and he would command that space. And the world would listen the same way they now listen to Amir Amor Motley. As we close, yes. Raymond Price, your closing statement, my friend.
Continue to be honored and humbled. This was Tuesday, so, you know, they always say in Jamaica, the 9-day wonder. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Thursday next week, and I'll let it go away, actually. So I don't know where it's going with. But in her presentation, let me also say this.
Mm-hmm.
Her presentation, the substantive lecture she gives, and the response to the questions asked in the interview segment have become a blueprint for me personally,
mm-hmm.
and I think a blueprint for other Caribbean politicians on the major issues,
mm-hmm.
that all that we do should be guided by adding to the personal dignity that people speak. The thing that stands out the most for me,
mm-hmm.
is that says that we have to move from the personal to the community, to the national.
Mm-hmm.
So when we become independent as individuals,
mm-hmm.
then creating nations of these small islands,
mm-hmm.
and other territories, we have to understand that we have a greater responsibility and that our ultimate success requires us to appreciate our codependence so that we pour back into the systems that produced our successes and improve those systems to widen opportunity, equality of access, and equality of outcome,
mm-hmm.
that will create Caribbean, Creator Jamaica, Creator Barbados, all of the societies that make up CARICOM and the region, that we can matriculate it at the levels we want to in our respective homelands, and transfer that success across the region. And wherever we go, appreciate that we have a diaspora, as you do, Glenn, that is our continued investment.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of indeed our featured segment, Mic Check, here on Groovin' Radio. My special guest this morning is no other than the PNP candidate for East Central St. Catherine, Mr. Raymond Price. I thank you so much, Raymond, for contributing to Groovin' Radio this Saturday morning. This is the Knowledge Room, you know. And when you come to the Knowledge Room, Raymond, the listening audience listen with a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper, because they do take notes. Because this is Groovin' Radio, sparking global changes. Yes. Thank you so much, Raymond Price.
That means this is my second lottery win for the week.
Tuesday and Saturday. Thank you so much, Raymond. We'll talk soon, my brother. Take care.
Bye-bye.
One love. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end, yes, indeed, of our featured segment, Mic Check, here on Groovin' Radio.